Now entering Nerdist.com.
Are you, have you hit it yet?
Hit. Ready, go.
But we've had a lot of trouble with that. Are you sure we hit it?
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes...
The 80s are like, you assholes can't hit a record button.
I know.
In fairness, it shouldn't be that hard, so I think they have a point.
Well, you got to keep in mind, like, I generally have an entire staff of people to hit the record button for me.
Right.
Times are tough.
Yeah.
You know,
so you don't have the record button hitting staff. You had to cut back on some staff.
Yeah, what am I going to do? I'm gonna cut back on the pillow fluffing staff? No.
No? You still got the lamb shearing staff?
Of course I'm going to shear my own lamb? Come on.
No, you're not. That's my point. So, you don't even have any lamb. You have like two lamb left.
I don't have any lamb. But what if I get some?
Yeah, that's right. You need the lamb shearing staff. They got a great gig.
Well, they got the best gig on the estate. You know,
peanut shelling staff. You got them?
Of course I got them. Here's the thing.
I'm going to go to a ball game?
Everybody in my family has a peanut allergy. Right?
Yeah.
So I can't shell my own peanuts.
No, you kill your family.
Of course.
So you got people dressed in hazmat suits shelling your peanut for you.
That's right. And also
Do you say shell your peanuts or shell your peanut? Shell your peanut, right?
No, I say peanuts.
Oh, okay. I say, listen, I got people to shell my peanut for me.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah? You don't do that?
This is a classy organization.
You're from the Occident then?
Of course.
Okay. In the Orient, it's shell my peanut.
Well, I know that.
I know you know that.
I spent some time abroad. I'm not even going to tell you what that broad's name was.
College.
Welcome to Mates, everybody. Mike and Tom eat snacks.
Mike and Tom eat snacks.
My good friend Michael Ian Blackblack.
And my good friend Tom. Where we pick.
Wait, hold it. Hold it.
What?
You know what? I said, Michael Ian Blackblack, and you said, no.
Well, here's the thing.
Go.
And this is going to speak badly of me, I know. But you've got that fancy gig on The Flash now. Everybody knows who you are. Everybody knows. Oh, that's the guy from The Flash. He's The Flash. He's running around being The Flash all the time. Me, what do I got? I got nothing. So, yeah, am I underselling you a little bit? Maybe. Maybe a little bit. I'm just trying to make myself feel better. I'm just trying to boost my own self-esteem.
No, I respect that. I thought I took it personally, and then I realized you're just trying to boost your own thing.
Yeah.
But aren't you?
We can't all be The Flash, you know?
That's right. Does Comedy Central exist?
What's that? The TV
network?
No,
I thought – I didn't know – well, what?
The TV network, Comedy Central?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
So aren't you on that?
No.
Oh. Every time I turn around, you have a show on that.
I got a show coming up on that. It's not on now.
Okay. So when The Flash is still on and your show, Michael Eats Snakes or whatever it's going to be called, debuts on Comedy Central, then I expect you to go, Tom Cavanaugh. But until then, I'm comfortable with you boosting yourself through me.
We'll see how the ratings are on Comedy Central.
Ratings? Are you kidding me? With you? Are you the star?
Yeah.
Fucking home run. Fucking home run.
Hell yeah.
Have you ever done a show that hasn't been a fucking home run where you're the star?
No.
No. It's like fucking box office gold. Bo gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
No, because it makes me happy to think about all the successes I've had.
You're so humble. That's the thing with you.
It really is.
Of the two of us, one of us is a New York Times bestselling actor, writer.
Yeah.
And one of us has a new show debuting on, what is it again?
What?
Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you just do a show for, what were you doing out in L.A.?
That was the show for Comedy Central.
Oh, so it's not going to be live then?
No, it's not a live show.
But you also are known and heralded as a live comedy performer, am I right?
Known. Heralded, not so much. No.
Oh, come on. Unbelievable, you're so modest.
But
if it weren't for you... Our modesty level would be at around 2.
Well, but you can't be modest.
I'm so not modest.
You can't be modest. You're the Flash. You're running around. You're being the Flash.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how do you compete with that? You know, you're flying. The Flash flies everywhere. He's got the laser beam eyes and the whole thing.
Look, when we met long ago, you realized I can't compete with that, right?
Right.
You were like, here's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be a saddle whore. You long ago were like, I'm going to be a saddle whore. That's fine. Everybody needs a saddle whore. You need your lamb shearing staff, right? You need your peanut shelling staff.
Yeah.
Right? You need all your staff, and I need my lamb. I need my saddle whore.
And that's me.
That's you.
I'm happy to be that. I like being that.
Yeah. Today on Mates. Wait. Mates. And also, when you guys, when you mateys get a hold of us, and you're like, the fucking snack, man. We get it.
It's not easy. You know? It's easy for me. I got nothing to do. But Tom, he's putting on the black suit. He's running around. He's flying. He's doing the whole thing, being the Flash. He doesn't have time to sit down and eat a goddamn snack. Plus, he's got to keep his figure trim. You know, when you're the Flash, you can't have any body fat.
No. And listen, when you're at the beck and call of Commissioner Gordon, you can't show up like overweight and lazy and like lazy-eyed. You can't.
No.
You can't.
You can't. You won't.
You're wearing that black suit.
Wonder
you gotta be in shape, unless you do movies. Now here's the thing: if you're a television star like us, that's one thing. If you're a movie star, those guys here's what they can do: they can eat cake, they can be fat and lazy eyed, and nobody cares because you know what they do? They take all that out digitally and they put them in a big muscle suit and they look unbelievable.
That's exactly right.
Like Ben Affleck is like, I don't care, I'm gonna have this donut. Well, I don't care.
You should see Affleck in person.
No, Affleck in person looks like John Goodman.
Affleck in person, if he's easily three bills.
Affleck breaks the triple easy on the scale.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't even trying. They had to, on Gone Girl, they spent like most of their budget on the digital wipeout for his body.
Oh, yeah. And then they had to enhance a little bit for his wiener.
Yeah, they had to make his wiener bigger for Gone Girl. But his body lesser. And in Batman, it's going to be the opposite.
They're going to shrink his wiener.
Yeah.
And make his body bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing a kind of porky Batman.
Yeah, you don't want to have a big codpiece going on the suit. It just takes the attention away.
That's right.
It's got to be svelte down there.
So he's doing great. I'm happy for that guy. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for everybody. And
you're not happy for anybody.
I'm especially happy for the mateys today because, oh boy, what a snack do we have.
What a snack do we have for you, mateys? Today on Mates, Taker, Michael.
Will you just say it? Just say the whole. Just say what it is. I mean, there's no. All right.
Well, just say it.
What I got? Hold it in my hand. Cardboard box.
Tease them.
Filled.
Tease them
with 10. 0.9 ounce pouches of Welch's fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks!
Fruit snacks are one of those things that came out, what, 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago? I don't know when they came out. But it's sort of like a healthy snack for your kids. That's how it was originally pitched. It's like, oh, your kids don't eat regular fruit? Here, have a fruit snack. You'll trick them, and they'll get plenty of good fruit.
You know who else you're tricking? You. Because really, what you're looking at is gelatin. Is there any fruit in there? I don't know, I guess.
Well, the box itself does say made with real fruit. It does provide 100% vitamin C, 25% vitamins A and E. But, you know, they're just adding vitamin C. They're adding like a little vitamin shot to it.
Because
the main ingredient – all right, the first ingredient is juice from concentrate.
Concentrate.
Yeah. That just means they take all the nutrients out. Then you got your corn syrup, your sugar, cornstarch. Fruit purees, gelatin, etc., etc., etc. So
you got a lob of gelatin in a syringe, and people just inject like a little bit, a tiny little bit of like some kind of like concentrated juice in there.
That's right.
And that's your snack. And now everyone's like, healthy snack. No, it's not.
No, you big jerk. It's not a healthy snack at all. But on Mates, we're not rating based on health.
What? No. If we were, we'd have gone out of business.
Long time ago.
We wouldn't have made it past the first episode Cheetos.
Nobody is interested in the health benefits of snacks. Look, parents, sure. But we don't cater to parents. This isn't a show for kids. This isn't Romper Room.
Parents are idiots. But we're not catering to idiots. We're catering to the mateys.
Let me quote the great William Defoe. Parents just don't understand.
Isn't it Willem Dafoe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Parents just
How often?
All the time. Oh, it drives him crazy. That's why it looks
like
that.
He's probably like, one more time. One more. He's already on edge, right? He's got the craggy face, bug eyes. He's already about ready to snap. But you know why? Since he could talk, it's like, it's not William. Imagine that guy's classes and William Dafoe. Ah! You know, and then if you want to taunt him in the schoolyard or on the court, William, pass the ball. Poor guy. So you know what he said? I'm going to be a movie star. And he did it.
Billions of people around the globe get his name wrong.
Nunchucks like you are still like William Dafoe.
So
he's like, what do I got to do? I'm an Oscar winner.
You could change your name, dipshit.
At an I.
Then it would be William. William.
M.
William.
Then he could be a rock star.
Welch's. It says family farmer owned.
I don't want that. Those are just words put together, so we'll buy them. It works, though. I bought them.
I bought them, too. We bought separate boxes.
Let me tell you what I like about the package, given what we do, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit snacks.
Yeah.
These snacks right on the – they're like – it's not like a treat. It's not a box of cookies. It's not this. It's not that. It's a snack. We want you to have it as a snack. It's a between-meal treat. It's a snack.
Yeah, in a way, it's not really making a promise it can't deliver on. Just by saying the word snack, in a way, they're kind of tipping their hat and they're saying, look, we know it's a piece of shit.
But look, you want to win guys like us over, you got a piece of shit? Stamp snack on it? You got me.
Oh, I'm all in with Welch's fruit snack. Look, my saying it's garbage and poison is in no way a criticism of the product.
No, we're snacks. Sometimes that's just gonna bring us on board.
Of course.
You got some garbage, some sugar, some crap? Yeah, count me in.
I can't wait.
Yeah, well, I wonder what it could be.
All right, I'm gonna dive in. I'm opening the box. Now, one of the things I don't like in recent years, although I think it's all right with fruit snacks just because of the nature of the product, is the individual bag within the box. You know, everybody's doing like a 100-calorie thing.
Yeah.
These are 10 80-calorie pouches, and I'm not a fan of over-packaging. God damn it.
Well, that's probably the secretary right now. You probably got people at the gate downstairs.
Oh.
Yeah, let him in. You better let him in.
All right, let me just buzz him in.
Just let the buzz him in. Let him know. It's like Seinfeld.
Hold on a second. Who dis? No, I don't need you today. Still no lambs.
Oh, wow. So that was the lamb shears?
Yeah, hold on.
Unbelievable.
Come back tomorrow.
Whoa, you're going to have lambs by tomorrow?
Probably not. No, they got to check in every day.
You're putting them through the ringer. I love it. Can I come back tomorrow? You got to do that every day?
Hey, can I finish my conversation?
I'm so sorry.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow, Steve.
Lamb guy's name is Steve?
He's the captain. We call him the captain.
Okay.
He's the captain. He's got a team of eight.
So every day. So that's interesting because you're like, you guys still got to show up.
Of course they got to show up. Like, what am I paying them for?
Like, they're not like, hey, Michael, call us when you have lambs. No, you still make them come every day.
Yeah, they're on salary. You know what I mean?
On edge. I love that.
Come on.
No, but like a more philanthropic type of housemaster might be like, we'll get a hold of you when the lambs are here, not you. You're sort of a tougher.
It's not about that.
Yeah.
If I just let Steve and his crew
yeah.
do whatever they want willy-nilly, what are they going to do? Idle hands are the devil's plaything. They're going to get into. They're going to start shearing things that don't need to be sheared. You know, trees, boats, folks. Yeah. You know, you don't want them shearing stuff. So this way, they show up, they come to the gate, they ring in. I check in with them about whether I have any lambs or not. Then I send them on their way. I give them lunch money. They go out. They get a nice cup of soup and half a sandwich. I got them on calorie restriction because they were getting a little chubby. Yep. And then, you know, half their day is gone. And they get in less trouble that way. This is, you know, you got to understand something about Steve and his crew. These are not upstanding folks, you know. These are recidivist prisoners who I have taken under my wing to kind of rehabilitate them into society. Left to their own devices, they're going to start burning shit down.
If you get a bunch of recidivists, you put them on a soup and sandwich regimen, you're helping the country.
Of course. If I keep them on restricted calories, they don't have the energy, you know, to burn shit down. This way, they get – I think today is tomato. They get tomato. They get half a grilled cheese. And then they're, and then they got a couple hours, you know, back in Steve's cabin. I got them a whole DVD set of Jackie Chan movies that they watch. They have a great time with that. And then, you know, then they punch out. They come back the next day. Got any lambs? No lambs. Here's some money. Go get some soup and a sandwich. Half a sandwich.
I take what I said back about you being like a harsh master of the house. You are that is philanthropy right there.
Of course. I'm doing everything I can to keep these guys out of trouble. Look, if I need a guy killed, who do I call? Steve and his crew. But for the most part,
Henrik. Henrik does that, or Carl? Henrik or Carl? I bet, like the actual carrying out of the.
I don't ask.
Smart. Yeah, the less you know, the better for you.
Plausible deniability.
So, Michael, these guys work for you. This Henrik works for you, Michael.
I don't know. I just know Steve. Steve and Steve subcontracts everybody else.
You're telling me that these guys come to your door, Mr. Black, every day to ask you about their lambs to shear.
No, a man sir. Is dead. No, sir. Property, no, sir. They, sir, they come to the gate. Steve rings in. He calls. I get a phone call. I say, Steve, I don't have any lamb today. I got no lamb need shearing. And then I don't know who's with him. You know?
You know what Tough Cop is going to say to you?
What?
How damn convenient that we have an actual recording on his podcast mates of that call. How damn convenient. Smells fishy to me. I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to bring him down. I'm bringing this guy down. He knows something. I know he knows something. I didn't do this for 25 years on the force, make my way up to detective and not know a thing or two. This guy is going to fry.
You got nothing on me, John.
Yeah.
His last name is John.
Yeah. Yeah.
Detective John.
Yeah. Detective John. We'll see about that, Black.
He gets offended because people think John's his first name. Yeah. You know, and they think he's being casual. He's not being casual. It's his last name.
Then his limp-wristed partner's like, I don't know. I think that Black guy is pretty funny, John. Damn it! You call me detective, all right? And he's not funny. Yeah, if you checked his Twitter, like that.
Oh, that's a low blow, Tom.
No, I'm just saying that's what he would say.
He doesn't like my Twitter?
John hates you, man. He's trying to fry you. He probably secretly loves your Twitter. Probably masturbates to it.
Well, wait a minute. You're telling me, Detective John, detective, 25 years, murder investigator, he can't separate his work from his personal feelings about my Twitter feed?
Let me tell you something. He can't separate himself from his work at all. He goes home. You know what he does? He's got a wall filled with, like, newspaper clippings about you. You know, just taped to the wall. He sits there in his boxers. He knocks back a bud. Okay? He's got rings under his eyes. No other shirt on, TV off, sitting in the dark, one light glowing on that wall. That's all he does till he falls asleep in the chair, gets up the next morning, puts on his duds, goes to work.
He's not drinking again, is he?
He's not drinking.
Oh, jeez.
Not drinking? You kidding me? He's having a highball by noon, my friend. He's not fucking around. He's there in the bar. Do you think he pays for it? He didn't pay for it. They hate him. Doesn't care. Walks out of there, tightens the belt. Let's go.
He's not driving.
Kidding me?
He's not driving. He drives all he wants. Comes
over a hybrid. Who's going to – hey, he's untouchable. He's John, all right? He's Detective John. No one in the neighborhood is going to call. They know what happens. Right. Fucking house gets burned down. Business goes out, you know, like a couple of people get strangled. It's not pretty, okay? Nobody crosses John, and yet you have. Hmm. You know what, though? I like your odds. You're fucking crafty, man. You're crafty. You got the phone call on mates. You got a recording. Like, well, just play it back. You got nothing on me. You've dissing yourself. Steve is killing people. Steve's guys are killing people. Can't be traced back to you.
I don't know anything about that.
Try John as he might. He can't place you. You know what he's got? No evidence. Can't place you.
What I got?
Welch's fruit snacks.
Bag of them. It's a small bag. You know, it's kind of, I guess it's a kid size. I mean, these are really marketed to kids. It's a kid size bag. It fits in a kid's hand, a kid's chubby little fat hand from eating all that corn syrup and gelatin. And it fits real good. Now, if it's a kid, it's got to open easy, right? You got to figure it's going to open easy.
Yep.
I'm going to try to open it. Opens real easy, Tom. It rips.
That's easy. I could have done that with two fingers. Well, maybe not two. Three? Three, yeah.
Now you've got another bag there. Can I see you try to do it with four fingers?
Yeah. Ready?
Yeah.
See? Count them.
One, two. Oh, yeah. You're using. Oh, I see what you're doing. Two hands, four fingers. I was hoping four fingers, one hand.
Like a bra. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how you do that. College.
Like this is like me opening a bra in college. Boom.
This is when you were still wearing bras.
It's open. Yeah. I practice on the radiator like the Fonz.
Attaboy.
You know what?
You're chewing.
I took one. I put it in my mouth. Orange. I'll tell you this about the... Remarkably, it's a small little bag for a chubby kid. And yet, there's a lot of chewing that goes on in here. Oh, I like this. I just had the orange one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I'm not even waiting for you to try one. I'm putting like what looks like a boysenberry black one in my mouth.
Well, what I'm going to do is my job here and describe the actual fruit snack. Now, these are gelatin molded pieces of texture. That's what they are. They're just pure texture.
Not a great description. The gelatin mold I like. Folks, are about a centimeter long.
Yeah.
About half a centimeter high.
Each one is shaped in the shape of a fruit. So you got your strawberry. You got what I'm going to say is a blackberry or blueberry.
Yep.
You got your just
boysenberry.
But then you got one that's just I got one that's just a red hunk. It looks like an earpiece that you put in. You know?
Yeah, those guys are like, what do you want from me? They can't all look like fruits. Kids don't care.
Yeah.
You need a couple representative in there, then you're good to go.
I feel like, you know what, they should all look like fruits. I mean, as long as we're doing I see what they are. They're cherries.
Ah, okay. So it does look like a cherry then.
Yeah, but cherries don't look like anything out of context.
No, cherries are hairless.
I'm going to eat the cherry one.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you think? He's thinking it over, folks. I can tell because he's got a faraway look in his eye.
I love it.
What do you do to your finger there, pal?
Oh, slammed it in the door.
Oh, no, that's so painful.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
This was months ago. You're just noticing now. Months ago I slammed it. Now it's all grown out.
Your fingers are not my priority. Michael's doing that thing.
Depends what I'm doing with them. You know what I mean? Depends what I'm doing with them, Tom.
As he shows me his finger, he gives me the finger, folks. That's hilarious. That's a classic.
I like fruit snacks. I hate myself for liking them.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You want to mock the bag. It's a small bag. But then they go, hey, we say snacks on our bag. You're like, all right, easy, easy. Then the bag's easy to open. They're like, see? We're like, okay, take it easy. Here comes the real test. You know, mouthfeel, mouth test. And it's good.
Oh, it's so good?
Oh, they're good. I've almost decimated my first bag.
Wow.
And here's the thing. It might look like that's going to be a paltry snack. It's a remarkable feeling. There's a lot of chewing that you have to do to take down one of these little bags.
Yeah, because it's engineered for chewability.
Yeah.
You know, it's not – here's what it's not like. It's not like a dot. You know those candies?
A duck?
The dots, the candy dots.
Like Mike and Ike's?
No, they're just called dots. You get them in the movie theater. Dots.
Like a nib? Like nibs?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what a nib is. But dots are like the hard, chewy, almost inedible version of these.
Uh-huh.
These are, I think, expertly engineered by some kind of genius to provide maximum chewability, minimum discomfort.
What's this guy or girl who's designing this doing working over there at Welch's? Like this, shouldn't this person be in charge of like the space program or running for?
She was.
Oh, was she?
She was in charge of the space program.
And then segued into fruit snack design?
No, fire. Yeah.
Because they didn't get the – because of the moon landing.
No, you remember when the Hubble first went up and the thing was all foggy?
Yeah.
That was her.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
So for a while, she was acclaimed because of the Hubble.
Well, when they were designing it, yeah. And then they fired it up. It's all foggy. When they take off the thing, they can't see. It's all foggy.
Right.
They go, Karen, did you correct for your – for your vision problems because she's farsighted.
Oh no,
she's like, oh, I forgot.
I did it for me. Yeah, but you're not up there, are you, Karen? Right. You're not up there operating the fucking scope, are you, Karen?
Oh no,
no, I'm down here. I know it was a rhetorical question.
She could see perfectly through that Hubble. When they open the Hubble, she's like, "It works. It's perfect."
And she's like, "I can see everything." He's like, "I can't see anything." He's like, "Oh, you know what? You know what, guys? It's me. I'm farsighted. You know what? It's me. That's me, guys. That's me. Well, great that it's you. That thing is like 10 billion miles up there. That's on me. We know it's on you, Karen. That's all me, guys. I'm farsighted. I did it for me. I calibrate it for me. That's on me. Yeah, stop saying that's on me. It is. It's on me. It's my bad. I got it. And you don't have it. I got it, guys. I got it. It's my bad. It's farsighted.
Oh.
That's my bad. I got it. They're like, you know what you got? What's that now?
You got the pink slip.
That can.
You know, but look, NASA's loss, Welch's gain. Yeah. She did a great job with these things.
She must be Canadian then, because Hubble's Canadian. Listen. NASA's loss, fruit snacks gain. Absolutely right.
Consider this. Fruit Snacks came out at roughly the same time the Hubble was launched. Coincidence? What? Obviously not. They've been trying to engineer these things, these fruit snacks, since the 1930s, since the Dust Bowl days. Mm-hmm. Kids weren't getting fruit. There was no fruit. Nothing was growing. Oh. How are we going to keep the kids from getting polio? We need some sort of fruit injection into these kids' food supplies.
Yep.
They couldn't do it. They tried everything. They tried tomato pulp.
Oh, wow.
They tried pockets full of grapes.
Yeah. Citrus wrapped in dust.
Everything.
I mean, good, yeah. A wizened apple.
Oh, the wizened apple.
Into a boot.
Well, about the worst thing you could give a kid.
Oh, here's a dried up apple stuffed in a boot. Nope. It's no good.
It's no good.
But this now is great. So NASA's loss, our gain. Although I feel a little uneasy because I feel like now that we've outed Karen, she's not long for Welch's. She's going to go off to some mega company and probably some chips thing. You know what I mean? And before we know it, she's going to be one of the snack glitterati.
Well,
and she's going to say, it's all because of these guys remembered me. It's like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction. Mm-hmm. Tarantino goes, I remember John Travolta. Makes him a star again. Mm-hmm. Caveat being, funny looking hair.
You got to make out with your pilot, and then you churn out a string of shitty movies.
Right. And if you do that, if you follow those guidelines, you will once again be a star.
No.
Hats off. He did it. Yeah.
Karen could be our next Travolta. She could be the snack game's Travolta.
I see great things ahead for her in the snack game.
But she can also stumble and fall. You know, the snack game, it's not like... You know, people say, oh, it's not rocket science. Yeah, guess what, idiot? It's harder.
Yeah, it's harder than rocket science. Just people can succeed at NASA, but not succeed at the snack game. You know what the snack game has, folks? Ebb and flow. Give and take. Back and forth. It's not easy.
It's got see and saw. It's got teeter and totter. It's got a little bit of everything and a lot of nothing and then some more of the other thing. It's the kind of thing, you put your finger on the pulse, you take the temperature, by the time you treat the patient, the game's moved on.
Yeah. Oh, really? You want to rest on your laurels? Too bad, you're out. There's a new kid in town.
Moves very fast, the snack game. You know, the Hubble was in development for 15, 20 years before it finally launched. You know?
Now you say Hubble, and people are like, where are you from, 1940? You know what? Give me something new. The snack game moves at a rapid pace, folks. You've got to keep up.
If you subscribe to the journals like we do, all the snack journals, you see that every single day there's not only new snacks, there's new categories of snacks.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing. If you want to sit back and go, listen, I know how oatmeal gets made. Forget it. You know, that's it. Nobody cares anymore. You know what? Yeah, sure. There's 20% oatmeal snack ratio going on today. But that doesn't matter because there's another 80% you need to be aware of. You can't sit in your niche and expect to be the king. Hostess learned that the hard way. You have to evolve. This is what the snack game is, selective permeability in the snack game. And the people that know that and realize that are the people that succeed, are the people that have lifelong careers in the snack game. It's not easy to do. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for those who would go unchallenged.
And that's why when we think about the great pioneers in the snack game, I mean, you can count them on one hand.
Yeah. I can't think of any.
Chester Dooley. That's Chester. Chester Dooley.
Now, Chester is a great – that's you can think of – I can say Chester Dooley. That's one finger on one hand.
That's right.
Right. Because – It's tragic, but it happens all the time. People get to the top, and they say, "I've made it." You haven't made it.
No, you get to the top now. Your job is not to fall down, not to fall off the fucking mountain.
Not to become obsolete in seconds. Because if you think you've made it, the next step is the obsolete train.
It's a tough game, folks.
It's not easy, folks. It isn't easy. Okay, don't sit there telling us it's easy. Okay.
A lot of ladies are thinking to themselves, I don't care what these jerk offs say. You're not going to keep me out of this snack game. Good. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you can do anything else, go do that thing. Because the snack game will eat you up and spit you out.
Yeah. You will say to yourself, but look at all the fame and glory to be won. And I say, correct. And look at the other side of that coin. Look at the hell that you could live. Look around you. Open your eyes. Are you kidding me? Do something else.
One of the underreported facts about the mental health crisis in this country is that a substantial majority of people who are suffering from mental health issues, living homeless, drug addicts, and the dispossessed, they were all in the snack game.
Highest suicide rate, Michael.
That's right.
Yep.
And for good reason. The pressure is relentless.
It eats you up. Until you're inside that cooker, until you feel the pressure coming from all sides, you can't know what it's like. Which is why we say, with all due respect, as people who have devoted our lives to this, folks, we're trying to protect you. It's not that we want you to chisel off a piece of our gold. It's that we want you to live happy and fulfilling lives. And the people who enter the snack game are checking that at the door.
Buyer beware.
It's sad.
Oh, it's tragic.
It's sad a little
bit. And yet, without those willing to risk everything, we would have nothing.
Where would we be?
Well, we'd be eating potato chips. Nothing but potato chips.
We'd be somewhere.
Day out.
Yeah. Somewhere in Oklahoma, probably. Somewhere at a truck stop. Which, by the way, some great truck stops in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, one of the better states for truck stops. Ratings?
Ratings. You got to give me a rating, man. You got to give me a rating. You got to look at me. Look at me in the eye, man. Look me in the eye before you pull the trigger. Look me in the eye, man. Look me in the eye. Look me in the eye. Look me in the eye, man. Look me in the eye. Look me in the eye, man. Look me in the eye. Look me in the eye, man. Look me in the eye, man. Look me in the eye, man. Look me in the hymen. Look me in the hymen.
Look me in the hymen?
Ratings, ladies and gentlemen, for Welch's, fruit snacks, the ratings are... That's a ticker tape.
Oh, that was the ticker tape.
Yeah, the ratings are... It's a ticker tape graphic going up, and then you speak. The ratings are...
Do I speak over the ticker tape?
What?
Do I speak over the sound effect?
Ticker tape and the graphic will come up simultaneously.
Got it.
After it says ratings are, you'll hear the ticker tape and you will see the graphic on your screen.
Yep.
And when that dissolves, okay, it's gonna fade out. When it fades out, you go. But don't wait too long for it to fade out.
Okay.
And the ratings are... too long. And the ratings are...
Is the graphic up?
Oh, God.
What is the graphic saying? What does the graphic say?
It just looks like a ticker tape. It's like that kind of like, you know.
Okay.
It's ticker tape. It looks.
Can it also say my name? So it's got the ticker tape. And then right under that, it says Michael Ian Black or Michael Ian Black's ratings.
No. The ticker tape dissolves into your Chiron.
Got it.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, don't wait too long because it fades out. Your Chiron comes up and you speak. Got it?
Yeah, got it.
Okay. And the ratings are...
Is it all three names? It's Michael Ian Black or just Michael Black? How are they doing it?
How are they doing your Chiron?
Yeah.
Michael space, Ian space, Black space. Okay?
Okay.
Got it?
Can we add,
yep,
after Michael Ian Black,
yep,
the hashtag sign, the number sign, and then one. So it's Michael Ian Black, number one.
Hashtag number one?
Well, you know, this is the number sign, which is also, you know, the hashtag thing.
Wait, so but people are going to think you're like hashtagging one.
Mm.
Do you want N-O period one?
Mm-mm.
No? What do you want?
I want the hashtag.
But if you go hashtag one, people are going to think that you're just like, that's like hashtag comedian or something.
Right.
Hang on a second. Let me pull it up. Take a look at this. See what I'm saying?
To me, that looks like Michael Ian Black number one.
All right. You sure? Okay, I'm going to do it. Let me just do this. Michael Ian Black, number two. Okay, ready?
Wait.
What's the matter?
You said number two.
Yeah. Just so that people would be more clear for people.
I think it should be number one.
That gets a little dicey because they think maybe it's like a trending topic number one. Whereas hashtag number two sort of looks like number two. So they know that we're talking about numbers.
Do this. Okay. Hashtag number one, or just hashtag one, thumbs up emoji,
okay,
kiss face.
Hang on a second. Thumbs up emoji, kids face.
Kiss face, not kids face. And not kiss the band. You put in kiss the band face. I don't want that.
Isn't that what you said?
I said kiss, but what I meant was like lips.
Oh, so not kiss the band.
Right.
Okay, so kids face and
kiss. No. Not kids face.
Yeah.
See, you put in like a kid there with a little kid.
Yeah, like the little kid?
Yeah, I don't like that. No, I want lips. You know, lips, like they're giving a kiss.
Oh, okay. Kids kissing kids. That's weird, though. It looks weird. The kids are kissing each other. That's that.
All right. Scratch that.
Yeah.
So just thumbs up.
Okay, hold on. Thumbs up.
And then money sign. The money bag.
Yeah. S. And then the band Kiss.
Perfect.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
The ratings are...
8.
Nice!
See you next week.
Ian.
Oh, wait.
Black number one.
Did you say 9 or did you just say nice?
I said nice.
Oh, I thought you said 9.
No.
All right. I'll do the secret tape.
You do the thing for me.
Rating.
8.
See you next week.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.